Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Samaches, Baba Basra 68a, pagination is 135, starting from the Mishnah, about a quarter of the way down. Hamocher es ho'ir, a person is selling a city. So there is a concept that a person, presumably very wealthy, because if he owns the city, he's getting revenue. He owns the city, and he's renting it out, the different homes that are there, the different shops that are there. He owns the city. We have such an expression, you may recall, Yuma Lamed Hey, Yuma 35, where the Gemara describes different people who were challenged in their lifetime, and nevertheless observed Torah principles of morality. So there's an example of Hillel, who was poverty-stricken. There's an example of Yosef, who was extremely handsome and susceptible to immoral behavior, and nevertheless stayed righteous. And one of the people mentioned in the Gemara as a lesson is Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, who was enormously wealthy. He niach lo aviv elef ayaros. His father left him as an inheritance 1,000 cities. Now, we can discuss separately whether, when the word 1,000 is used, whether it's meant as an approximate or an exaggeration or how we understand the word 1,000 when it's used. But in any case, he had a lot of cities to his name, and nevertheless, he would study Torah, and therefore he's a lesson. Just as an aside, some people's reaction is, well, yeah, Hillel could do it, Yosef could do it, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom could do it, but what about me? And that's not the way the Gemara understands life. Once a person has achieved that level, he paves the way for everybody else, and he becomes a lesson and a role model and an inspiration to other people. We have that concept by Aaron, V'somach Belibo. He rejoiced that Moshe was chosen to redeem the Jewish people, and from then on, that's something for us to live up to rejoice in another person's success. So getting back to our Mishnah, Mocher HaSo'ir, the person is selling a city. So the rule is, Mochar Batem, Boros, Sichinu, Ma'oros, Merchatzaos, Vishovachos, Beis Habadim, Uveis Hashlochim. He's including in the sale, the working understanding is that the houses, the irrigation pits, water cisterns, the bathhouse, the pigeon houses, and the pressing areas are all included. Avaluas hametaltalim, but not movable objects. If his mancha malohi v'chol masha besocha, if he said it and everything that's in it, afilu haya babehema va'avadim harekula mechurim, then even animals and in their time slaves were included. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hamocher HaSo'ir, Mocher HaSenter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, when you sell a city, even the center is included. Now, we're going to spend a few moments understanding what the word center means, what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was coming to include. And coupled with that, we're going to make reference to the third line of the Mishnah, Beis HaShlochim, which was some type of field that was included in the sale, according to the Tanakhama, and understand what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is adding. So let's begin 4 lines into the wide. At the end of the line, my santer. What exactly is santer that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is saying is also included in the sale? Hochatagimu bar mechav nisa. There are those who translate it as the slave who keeps the records and reports who owns what and who did what and whatever happened, he reports it. Like a manager. Shimon ben Avtolmus Omer Bagi. Shimon ben Avtolmus says that it's referring to a certain type of field, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is including the fields. The Gemara explains, Man de Omar bar Mechav Nisa, the one who says that it's this manager, Kol Shekein Bagi, certainly land is for sure included in the sale, but we're even telling you that this manager is included in the sale because to run a city, you gotta own this manager too. Manda Amar Bagi, the one who says that a santer is a field, Avabar Mechav Nisa, but a human being, even if he's a slave, he's your manager, he comes with the deal. No, he doesn't. Lomas Davin is not part of the deal. So land is more likely to be included, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is including something. If he's including the worker, then of course the fields he would hold are included, but if he's only including the fields, then the worker is real dubious that it should be included. Tanan, we learnt in the beginning of the very same Mishnah, Beis HaShalachim, certain types of fields. Savrua, and we thought, my Shalachim Bagi, that these Shalachim meant fields. Bishlam Alamanda Omar Bamechav Nisa, according to the opinion that says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel added center, and center means this manager, Omar Tanakama Bagi Mizdavein. So then the Tanakhama said that the fields are included, but when it came to this topic of manager, he would say he's not included. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and says that the manager is included. Elalamanda Omar Bagi, but according to the Manda Omar, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came along to say fields, the Tanakhama also talked about fields being included. What did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say differently? And the Gemara answers that there's a nuance in fields. Ginunaisa, from the word gan, garden, that's what the Tanakhama was referring to when he said Beis HaShlochim. Also, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lemeimar afilu bagi nami mizdafni. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came along to include even work fields. This distinction between gardens and fields, that the Tanakhama said gardens are included in the sale, fields are not. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel takes the next step and says even fields are included, is similar to the logic that we find in the laws of Karpef. There's a law you may recall from Maseches Eruvin that if in an area that's fenced off, there is a specific space, an area that is of a certain size that is not used for residence. It's off limits, such as a field that's planted that no one's allowed to walk in. That will cause an invalidation of the Eruv that's there, because it's parutz lemakam ha'asur. It ends up that it's the area that you consider residence is open to a place that's not residence, and it would have to be fenced off or make an Eruv around such a field. If, however, the area was a garden and it was intended to be used for people to walk around and enjoy, then it's part of the city. It's part of the residential area. And you see that that distinction is not just arbitrary. It's a very firm difference that gardens or fields are seen differently in halacha. Again, if you learn santer means the manager, then it's easy. The Tanakhama talked about fields, and Rav Shimon Gamliel adds the manager is included in the sale. If, however, you learn Santer is also a type of field, then the distinction would be that the Tanakhama was only including gardens as part of the sale, and Rav Shimon Gamliel was adding even fields. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.